This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news from Monday, September 15th. County commissioners tonight will set a workshop date for the Coleman Tract development. Owners of the property asked for the workshop to work out details on the potential project. It could bring hundreds of new homes to the Tabor City area. Two other developments in the area were withdrawn, and one near Lake Waccamaw was put on indefinite hold due to concerns over stormwater, congestion, and other problems. Wyville will hold a groundbreaking for the new park on the former Lewis Smith property downtown at 10 a.m. on October 7th. But before then, the city is asking residents to vote on a potential new name. The options are Freedom Park, Unity Park, Downtown Gathering Grounds, Heart of Wyville, Vineland Park, and Madison Street Park. Go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline to vote is September 29th. Brunswick Town Commissioners tonight will discuss paying the mayor a salary. Brunswick's mayor is elected from the commissioners' board rather than by the voters in the general election. The board is also considering hiring a town administrator. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. Detectives raided a Pleasant Plains home Wednesday after an extensive undercover operation by the sheriff's office into alleged narcotic sales. Joe Russell Mentzer, age 42, was charged with felony cocaine possession, maintaining a dwelling for drug activity, possession of a stolen firearm, and possession of a firearm by a felon. He was held under a secured bond. See this story online for more. Amber Muse is being held under a $100,000 secured bond on arson charges. The Hallsboro woman allegedly set fire to her neighbor's home where she had previously lived. That's on Bussey Road. That took place this past Saturday. No one was injured. It was the 11th time Muse has been charged in 12 months. Xavier Thomas is in jail with no bond, facing unrelated drug and murder charges. Thomas was out on bond for the 2022 death of Julian Juan Phipps when he was arrested September 9th on cocaine charges. Judge Ashley Gore ordered him held without bond during a first appearance on Friday. Testimony is continuing in the first-degree murder trial of Prentice McDuffie. McDuffie and Darius Washington shot and killed three members of Brittany Lane family during a robbery in 2019. One of the victims was a small child. Washington already has been convicted in the murders. The jury deliberated less than an hour before finding Washington guilty after a six-week trial earlier this year. That trial is expected to wrap up next week. Officials gathered at the Highway Patrol headquarters in Wyville today to break ground for a new building. Representative Brendan Jones worked with Senator Bill Rabin to obtain $3.5 million in state funding for the facility. The Brunswick Highway Patrol Station is also being moved to a new building in Belleville. Columbus Regional will host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26th from 12:30 until 3 at Advanced Urology, 800 Jefferson Street in Wyville. Enjoy free tailgate food and a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol and A1C screenings, and more. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.